Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the
You are listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading-edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hello, hello, everyone. Why do I always go into this British accent?
Hello,
hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello, everyone. Glad to have you with us. We're broadcasting to you via News for the Soul. We're out in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And we are going to get soggy here pretty soon, real soggy.
It's happening.
Soggy bottom boy.
And all I can say is the hurricane, because I cannot get that name right.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a tough one.
It's a tongue twister.
It is.
I think you got to be drunk to say it. I think that's it.
Well, we'll just say the hurricane, okay? And we're glad to have you with us on this very fine Monday. Don't they all, the days just all sort of roll one after the other? It's like same crap, different day. Does that make any sense? You know, we can say crap.
You can say crap. Yes.
Same elephant in the room.
Yeah. I am joined, of course, with my little PLD team. I have Jim, what do you call him?
Jimbo Baggins.
Jimbo Baggins. Who is our IT guy and also our, shall I say it, token male.
Token, that's right.
I don't know. We got to find a new phrase. Mascot?
Well, she said... She called me like Jimbo Baggins, and that's a token thing, like J.R.R.
Oh,
token.
There you go. All right.
Token.
So he's
token.
Here with us. He might chirp in here and there with some insight. And then we've got the invisible co-host.
Illustrious.
As you regulars out there know, is over here. She's sitting off in the weeds. And what she does is she records your readings. She does take notes. On different aspects of the show, let's just say she wears many hats.
And
she is also our angel card expert.
At the conclusion of each reading, it will be ended with an angel card reading.
Now, before you start calling in, well, I know some of you have, a few little tips on how to make this successful for you. First of all, don't have us on speaker.
Right.
It causes the signal to be really hinky.
Any radio... Anything turned off.
Yeah, we need as quiet as you can. Turn your children off.
Walking while you're doing it or driving with a window open, air blowing, not a good thing.
No,
not
it's going to be hard for us to, to decipher what you're saying. The other thing would be try not to maybe like pace around your wherever you're at. Because you never know, there can be little pockets of dead air.
And the phone picks up on weird things.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think that's about it. You don't have to use your real name when you call in. The cards will know the difference.
We typically just ask for a first name.
Yeah. Yes, we do. So what do you think? What? Oh.
I think we should tell all the people the number, and I'll do that next.
Okay.
After the number.
The number is 646-595-4274, and what do you think you're doing, ma'am?
All right, and we would like to remind everybody, as always, that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Just let's keep that clear, but we still hope everybody has a good time and enjoys themselves.
And here's the thing. No reading is cast, like in stone. there will be many variances. There will be fluctuations in terms of everyone has free will. We all have the ability to choose as we wish our path to the future. But a lot of things will come through that are appearing or being created in terms of your life path. So this is where this method, personal prophecy, can really help out, because we are able to implement quite a bit of choice and change in terms of our future. We can look at our relationships and see where they, maybe they're a little saggy, for lack of a better word.
Saggy and soggy.
Mm-hmm. I hate saggy.
And we can cover more than love. We can cover family, friends, co-workers.
Friends, Romans, and countrymen. Animals.
Job pursuits, career aspirations. It's not all just, she only does
nothing
love.
Nothing is off the table. Everything's
right.
On
even
the
your
table.
Pet. If you've got a quirky pet.
Yeah, I said animals.
Nothing is off the table. I think you should say that.
Yep. All right. And let's get out to our first caller, which is area code 916. California, 916.
Well, hello there, California. Welcome to the show. What is your first name, please?
It's Lynn Deborah from California.
Hi, Lynn. How are you?
I am really good, actually.
Really?
Thank God. I'm just worried. Yeah.
Good first call.
All right.
You know when you told me that my son was going to reach out to me, and I said, oh, no, no, the one with post-traumatic stress?
Yes.
On my birthday, he called me. It was 4 hours and 55-minute call, and our calls have always been 2 to 3 minutes since all of this.
Right on! You just made my whole week.
That is a giant leap.
It is.
I wanted you to know that I appreciate and I will always believe what you tell me. Like you told me I was going to move, and I said, no, I'm not, and I moved. And now my son.
Oh, thank you so much. Just remember, though, I just convey what spirit gives me. And the cards are simply a prompt, you could say, to help me deliver the message.
Oh, wait a minute. It takes a special person to be able to deliver that message. Don't ever underestimate what you do.
Yes, ma'am.
She's just trying to put her modesty cap on.
Yes.
You can
let's not
her.
Do that. Yes,
right.
I do. She knows
she can
I do.
Speak later.
There are so many instances that these readings have proved to me beyond a shadow of a doubt that there's some energy contained in an ordinary deck of playing cards. Grandma used to say that there were many correlations between the cards and, for instance, the seasons of the year. You have four suits. You got four seasons.
Yeah, there's other people some of your students.
Right. There's 12 face cards, as there are 12 signs of the zodiac and 12 months of the year. Also, there is black and red, two colors, as there are two halves to the year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of almost sounds like we're playing roulette.
It does. It's 13 weeks to each season, and there are 13 cards to each suit, and I mean it just goes on and on. And yes, I do believe that people are derived from the tarot, but I do not read tarot, so I tried. It was beyond me.
Not everybody's thing is everything.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I do find it. It's a beautiful philosophical. Method. So, Lynn, what do you have a question for us?
I have an appointment tomorrow. It's a pretty serious one, and I want to know how that's going to go.
Okay.
Can we get a little bit of a flavor of the appointment? General subject.
I have to eat gluten today and have 2 biopsies tomorrow, and so it's going to make me pretty sick. And so I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, remember now, and this goes out to everybody, we don't have the credentials here to be medical professionals.
We're not doctors or even
or lawyers,
anything such as that.
But I can give you a sense of the atmosphere, kind of a little bit of All right, so here I go. They're going to talk to you while I look at your cards.
Okay. I actually have been, I thought about you all weekend from when we talked last week. How did your apartment stuff go?
I made a police report, and no one from the office has gotten back to me yet, but, you know, power for the course, and I've cleaned up everything and done all of that, but, yeah, I feel a lot better in the house now. I had my locks changed, all of them.
That's very important.
Good, yes. And you said that you hadn't had a chance to go through anything yet to see if anything had actually gone missing. I'm assuming you...
Can't figure out if anything's missing yet or not. I just think it was like rummage through.
Yeah.
You know, it just rummage through looking for whatever.
Maybe looking for weapons. Or
no,
whatever.
My house is very interesting.
Oh, okay.
I can see that.
So.
Yeah.
What do you got, Deb?
Okay, Lynn, for you, the cards have some advice. They are saying approach what you are doing tomorrow as seeing God's hands on your shoulders, okay? They are saying go in as calm and with as much peace as you can. And let's just say, I'm trying to think of how to put this without, come on, the two of you.
Right, well, we can't read your mind with them.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to say all is well.
You just said it.
Like I said, there it is. All is well.
All should turn out, all be well, ends well, right?
Yes. And you have a heck of a guardian angel, Lynn. I mean, this angel stays with you, stuck to you like glue.
I thought she did. That they would get tired by now, but they haven't.
No, not at all. I think she adores you. And is so glad that I guess she was assigned.
Yeah, I was about to say that. Yeah, that would be what they would do.
Well, Lynn, a belated happy birthday to you, and also we will hold a space for you for tomorrow and fill it with light and love just for you.
Thank you. I just want them to find something, you know.
Well, I think you're going to do well. All right.
Okay. We should probably
what.
Move on.
Oh, your angel reading.
Stand by for your angel card.
I always want to forget
that. Well, because, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
Which,
Your Archangel Ariel.
Ooh, I like Ariel.
Because you have had some issues with your health, right, Lynn?
Yes.
And they never can seem to figure it out.
Right.
Well, be tenacious.
Yes. Throw your big wings on and
be that squeaky wheel that just won't give up.
Never let it go, you know?
And did you have another? I saw you holding two.
This time it was just one.
It didn't really get stuck together. This one, the one next to it was career transition.
Yeah, it didn't get stuck.
And we've kind of already said that she's going to be going on to bigger and better things.
I think Lynn is going to become an ombudsman of some sort.
She's got a little bit of
public
everything all
servant. What I'm trying to remember. I don't want to say like it's civil disobedience, but it's like calling out the government. And all those big machines out there that think like
whistleblowing,
like big pharma.
Yes.
Who do they think they are? The mafia? You know?
Oh, good Lord.
Exactly.
No, it won't. All right. Well, Lynn, you take care. It's going to be a wonderful year for you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Come back and visit.
All right.
Absolutely. You know, I love when they call back. And they give us some feedback on...
Well, it helps every reading they get.
And especially when relationships can be restored like that. You know, that's a biggie.
Feeling.
It can. Yeah, that was pretty... That was a giant leap. Obviously.
Okay.
Very giant leap. All right.
We're off and running.
That number is 646-595-4274.
Let's stay local.
Oh,
area code 757. Come on in, Hampton Road, 757.
Hi.
Come on down.
Who's on the phone with me, please?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yes.
Yes.
Hi. How are you doing? It's been a while since I called into the show.
We're off and running. Are you a first-time caller?
No, she said it's been a while.
Okay. We can,
it's been
just,
a while.
You're very soft. Can you?
Yeah, I can turn around.
Can you tell us who this is?
Yeah, what's your first name, hon?
My name is Tamika. I'm from Virginia.
Tamika.
Oh, okay.
Great.
All right. You know, I have a recollection of Tamika calling in.
Yes, it's been some time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So tell us, what is happening in your little corner of the world?
Yes, so I'm still in my room where I was working at. Opportunity came where I applied for something new, kind of like a lateral move, but something different. I'm wondering, is that the direction in which I should be going? And how is that looking out right now for me?
Have you accepted this?
I just recently applied for it. I'm waiting to hear back.
Okay. All right. They will chat with you while I take a look.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my end goal and where I'm wanting to be overall, but it's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously you're contemplating because it's a move in the right direction, you believe, right?
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's, you know, sometimes in the world of careers and whatnot, you do some things because you know it's in the right direction, even though you know you don't plan on it being permanent. And that's perfectly acceptable and smart, actually.
Yeah, it's awesome to use those stepping stones when they appear.
Yeah, and it adds to your resume of your final destination someday. So I did all this.
Now, is this within the organization that you're already with?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So it's an inside job.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, I think this is going to be the start of something big for you, Tamika. I see that it's more than just a stepping stone. It's going to actually bring more future, what do I want to call it? Opportunity, but I wish there was a better word, to you. And it's going to help you to realize some of your most important personal dreams. I would urge you to get in there. It looks like the position can be a little bit rugged starting out. Take that with a grain of salt, because you're going to master all of the responsibilities that you will have. And I do feel that you're going to be a shining star. So,
That's good.
And
that was great. I'm also seeing
that figuring in your future coming up is a brand new home. Is this something you've had on your mind?
That's something I've been thinking about for a very long time.
Oh, it's coming. And are you going to love it? It's going to be like your own little dollhouse to live in. So you have a very good positive nature. I like the resiliency that I see in
your heart.
Like
you saw a lot of good parts.
I do. This is one of those people. You are one of those people that can actually make your dreams come true.
It's all right at your hands.
I agree.
Manifest it.
So you just get out there, girl, and you get going and you watch and see. You're going to leave a lot of folks in your dust later on.
Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Oh, and angel card.
Yeah, Megan, we haven't got an angel card for you.
I missed out.
Yeah. Victory, it says. Your Archangel Sandalphon. I don't know. That's not
try.
What I hear. I don't hear that one a lot. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay.
Your path is like a yellow brick road. And if you think of it that way, only wonderful things will come to you in the long run.
So she's wearing those ruby red slippers then.
Yeah. And there's no place like home when you get that.
She's already
home.
Got them on.
Yep. All right. Thank you so much, Tamika. And you be safe now in this hurricane.
And you call us again and again and again.
I will.
Good.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Don't wait so long next time.
Fellow Hamptons Roadster.
Roadster. Yeah.
Okay.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay,
bye.
Party people. That number is 646-595-4274.
That was a really good question.
Yep. And the next caller, because we have callers, is area code 423, which is state of Tennessee, 423.
Well, Tennessee. Who's on the phone with us, please?
Athena.
Athena?
Yes, have you
yes.
called us before? Yeah.
I have.
I think I know you, Athena, don't I?
I think you do. You make me smile every day.
And I think we should all thank you for your service.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
So I guess she knows who you are.
And I would love to know, what's on your mind? What can we help you with?
Well, I retired from the Army 4 years ago when I went through a bad divorce a year or two before that, and I haven't been ready for relationships, or maybe I have, but I haven't entertained it. So I was wanting to see what you see there as far as, you know.
Okay, the world of love. Are you engaged in employment now, or are you just enjoying retirement?
I am just retired, enjoying being a mom.
Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, that's good. That's what you shoot for.
How old are your children?
He's 15, so he'll be gone 3 years from now, and so I'm kind of... I'll go through another big change 3 years from now.
Oh, and watch, these 3 years are going to be really interesting.
Yes.
And when they hit 18, it doesn't mean they're gone.
Nope.
Well, they can be boomerangs a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
And, but just raising a boy, I'll tell you, I'm not sure I'd want to raise daughters in this day and age.
I just take their device and they stay in the house and they don't leave.
Everything's tough. It's a tough world.
If you do that, then they'll do other stuff. So I try to be the mom that I needed when I was a teenager. So that's the approach
beautiful.
I'm taking.
That's the best approach there is.
And you know that communication is like gold.
Right.
Especially a mother with a son. Now, sons will treat you like a queen when they're grown up. You know, even if they had a rough teenage experience, things will definitely be so great in the future. Well, let me see, looking at your cards.
Yeah, what are they showing?
Well, I want to tell you, Athena, that you are an extremely deep-thinking lady. And that can cause heart readings when you have high intelligence.
A lot of stuff going on.
It is. So I'm going to have to lay hers out again real quick.
Okay.
Because some people, Grandma called it having the mind of a scientist, where they analyze.
So what if?
Mm-hmm. Science.
I overanalyze things all the time. My kids are like, well, can I just do, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And I'm like, well, what if 12 other things happened? No, I don't think you should do any of those. Do something else.
Okay, so I'm going to apply this again. We are looking for love.
Looking for the wrong places.
All right. And don't feel bad. This happens.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
That means she gets to get a fresh look again.
Right. Because a deep thinking person is a little difficult to tap on that inner level intuitively. But we're getting somewhere. I want to first tell you, right off the top, now that I'm getting deeper into you.
Spread number two.
There is such a love in you for your son. And I want you to know that he is going to be I want to call him like your protector. He's going to watch over her. He's going to adore her. And every kind of great word. That boy will never... You know how some, they don't call their moms, they don't come around. This will be a whole different situation for her. And here we go. Oh, my goodness. You are facing a big shift in your life. Now, because you told us that your son is 15, I'm going to say it's within the next 3 years, but I feel it's sooner. It's a big change coming to you. You don't have to do a single thing, honey. It's going to come right to you. And what it's bringing is a fantastic new love. I see him right here.
Hmm.
Right here. And he is characterized as under the suit of diamonds, which means that he is a very good money manager. Like, say, bankers, accountants, investments. they also have a lot of characteristics of the Leo of the Zodiac, where a room lights up when they walk in. But I'll tell you, as handsome as I see him to be, he's only going to have eyes for you. And it's going to seem like Christmas all the time. And I'll tell you, I had a relationship like that. And it was the most wonderful 20 years that I had ever experienced. And it's coming right to you. Now, he is seen to be a little bit younger than you. But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. What do you two think?
Well, it depends. When you said a little bit either way doesn't matter.
But I'm seeing like maybe 5 years.
That's not
younger.
That's nothing involved in the all
over. Under anything a little bit more like 8 or 11 or more.
Once you have retired from a job, that 5 years is nothing.
No, it goes
it's not
to
like
that,
when you're
right.
21 or 22. That's
now,
different.
I do want to mention your cards show that there are times when you feel really down. And those are times you need to remind yourself that you are getting closer to a big breakthrough. It's like I use the term fade to black. Have you ever noticed in some, especially older movies, when they're going to go to a big breakthrough?
Oh, very old movies, yes.
It'll fade to black.
Yep.
And then it goes ba-bang right in front of you.
Like the fireworks. And
so
the
just
light.
Remind yourself that. And it's only a temporary feeling that you're going through. So have faith, really. We're going to get to your angel cards now.
Oh, yeah, I got it already.
But, oh, my goodness, I can't wait to say, I told you so. Because he is really going to make your life. So, you know, I know we're not supposed to depend on others to make our lives complete, but, oh, isn't it wonderful when they do?
Yeah,
there's supposed to be the frosting on the cake, not the entire cake.
There you go, right.
Just the taste, you know. Well, your angel card, right, like Deb, sometimes where it kind of falls out of the deck, right as I was folding the cards in, it kind of just slid right out, and I thought that's perfect for you.
It's meant to be.
So, claircognizance, your archangel Uriel, pay attention to thoughts and ideas that come to you as they are answered prayers.
Oh, my goodness.
Boom. Mic drop.
I just love how there's a correlation. Never fails.
Yeah. I can't even see where I... Where it's been a total off-the-wall card.
Well, good luck to you, honey, and I'm so glad you called us.
Yes.
And please call us again.
Thank you.
It won't be far in the future, and oh, is it going to surprise you?
Yes, you must call in.
I will.
Have
a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's so nice to hear from her. And here, she retired from the Army.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That just blows my mind. She retired. She has a kid. I'd be like so done. I'd be like, sorry, I'm not doing anything for the rest of my life.
I think that's kind of where she's just loving life.
I like that she's loving it.
She's taking some time off after doing her time.
I'd have been fried, so I'm glad that she's still up and running.
Okay.
Well, all right, I would like to remind everybody again, we like to do this a couple times in the show, is that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Yes.
So, but we want everybody to have a good time. That's the main event here. Call in, have a good time. And how would you call in there, Veronica?
Yeah, that number is 646-595-4274. I was just waiting for Jim to stop talking.
I will not stop. We have a caller, and that is from area code 310, and that is back to California, 310.
Hello, California. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show. What is your first name, please?
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina. Nice to hear from you. Are you a first timer?
Yes, I am.
Uh oh. Well, here we go.
We have a first time caller.
Hi. Hello. Hello. I'm excited.
Oh, good. Well, Christina, you only get to be a first timer. Well, for one time.
If you're excited, then we're excited.
And after that, you're a member of the family.
Oh, great.
So,
thank you.
Oh, you're so
How
welcome.
How did you hear from us?
Actually, I was just channel surfing on the radio, and I just came across your program. I was actually going back home to visit my family, and it was a long car ride, so I just happened to come upon you guys.
Well, I don't think that's just a coincidence.
It was meant to be.
It seems like serendipity to me. Mm-hmm. So you're here because you're meant to be, and it's my pleasure to give you a reading. So tell us a little about yourself and your situation and what question you'd like us to answer.
Okay, well, I just, everything, I don't know how to describe it. I've just been feeling, obviously with the current situation, just kind of feel like I've been existing, just kind of floating out there, you know, with no direction. I just wanted to see what maybe you guys saw. I don't have anybody romantically in my life right now, so I just wanted to know what that looks like or if there's a possibility there.
Are you working a job that you enjoy?
I'd like to think I enjoy it, yes.
Well, yeah, that is half the
battle. She didn't immediately say she hated it, so that's a positive thing.
And she didn't say she wasn't not working. So
right.
Well, yeah,
like
right.
The rest of us. Or more a little up in the air type of thing.
Yeah,
so,
working is good.
Yeah.
That's how we get money.
Now, sometimes I like to bring life coaching into this. And, Christina, you seem like a really great subject for me to ask you. If you had a magic wand in your hand right now, what would you like to make happen in your life?
I'd like to know if I guess somebody romantically will come into my life.
Okay, that's a good one.
Okay, so a romantic. Have you found someone that you might have a little bit of
a crush
on, or it could be like a Wolverine thing where you're really attracted to certain actors or actresses? We don't need to know. Just kind of like say, do you have your sights on someone?
She giggles.
Yeah, I know.
I do. Well, I do. I do have an admirer, yes.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
So an someone admirer. Like you. Got it.
Now,
I'm the admirer. I'm the admirer. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're the admirer.
The admirer, not the admiree.
Right. Got it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Well, I see things could very, very possibly develop here and rapidly. But there's a bit of a cautionary tone to your reading to take it kind of slow. There's a possibility that you could end up being involved with a spendy kind of person.
Oh.
Not good.
Somebody that would say, yeah, let me use your credit card or, hey, could you pay for this and I'll pay you back?
Yeah, well, sure, right now. Why don't you pick up this weekend?
Yeah, and the problem is this is not money you're going to see again. So that's one individual. I think it's the one you're crushing on. But they don't all turn out to be princes when we kiss them. A lot of times they're frauds.
Right.
So I think this one could definitely be a fraud. Plus, also, you've got a couple others that I admire her really, like, behind the scenes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's possibilities.
Yeah.
But I really think you are in a period right now that is actually quite beneficial. When was the last time you were involved with someone, Christina?
About 2 years ago.
Okay. And this two-year break has really been good for you. You have missed out on a lot of losers.
Drama.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we think, oh, my gosh, I can't handle being alone. But can you have your heart broken time and again because you've hooked up with a loser? You know what I mean? So you have actually spared yourself a lot of heartbreak. I am going to say, okay, it's in August. I'm going to try to give you a time frame here. I feel that you will be actively involved in a very nice, very healthy, which is good to have a healthy relationship with somebody who has great potential for the future in October is the month I'm getting. Now, it could happen sooner, but that's just, you know, and one thing is we want to make sure that the new partner is cooked.
Right. He needs to be no longer pink in the middle.
Like a turkey or a big roast.
Right.
You want to make sure they're fully cooked.
And if you've got no teeth like me, you want to be able to sink your teeth, you know, what's left of them in there.
Yeah,
by cooked, do you mean mature?
Yes. Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Good personality.
Yeah, not necessarily age, just
right.
Personality.
We're kind of like seeing
right.
where they might also be in a kind of up and around
they're just
relationship.
Ready.
They're ready.
Whatever they're needing to
they're
be.
They're not all over the place.
That's
ready
right.
For
okay.
And that this is something well worth waiting for in terms of your future. So it's coming soon. This is not the first one I said that wants to spend all your money, but this is, you know.
It's the world we live in. You know,
yeah.
You got to watch out for that.
But you watch. You will see the true value of this upcoming relationship. This is one of those times when we meet or see somebody at a distance and we say, see that person? I'm going to marry him or her.
Right.
And somehow you just know that you know that you know.
Wow.
No.
All right, Christina, you stay in touch. Every reading builds on the next one. Oh, yeah, we've got your angel card.
Stand
here.
By for your angel card
okay.
reading.
You'll
yeah.
be the first one that had a card stuck together, and I always
nice.
Say if they're
nice.
Stuck, then they need to go together. So the first one is comfort, Archangel Azrael. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. And
okay.
your next one is gift from God from the Archangel Sandalbong. I'm going to have to look that up. We okay. angels bring you gifts from your creator. Open your arms to receive.
How lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fitting.
I,
yes.
I think that's very profound. And I wanted to say before we have to move on, I wanted to mention to you, I know that you've been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And you that isn't going to happen to you again. You're going to make sure of that.
Right.
Yeah. So, yep. So I think it was
thank
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Call
You're
again.
So welcome.
You must call again.
Yes.
Be a regular.
All right, honey. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye for now.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. That number is 646-595-4274.
What do you? We appear to have a little gap in our phone lines right
okay.
now. But we will take people that are live first before we have. We do have email readings.
And
so
we
have a Facebook
okay.
live person right now. Her name is Nicole, and she wanted to know if what do you will my finances change soon? Will they get better? Change for the better, of course.
Boy, I bet that's a question a
yeah.
lot have.
yeah, I bet that is a bazillion people have those questions. But it's a good question.
All right. So I'm going to jump into these cards, and maybe you two could just banter back and forth.
Will
yes.
your finances change?
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah.
Okay.
For the better, of course.
Yeah, I can't imagine anyone wanting
Nicole
to change.
Nicole with no
for
H.
The...
Oh, well, I already wrote it down.
Scratch it out.
So it's N-I-C-O-L-E?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeedy.
All right, and she's also, I explained to her, she's watching, she's live, but she knows there's a 30-second delay between our typing
okay.
and stuff, so.
That's cool.
All right, so everything
oh,
said down will be 30 seconds.
And for those of you who are new, I do not just do a 1, 2, or 3 card pull from the deck. I'm actually laying out a full 24 card layout. Which is what I use in my sessions for those who, say, come to my office or those that I connect with over Skype,
yep.
something like that.
And the ones that are on Facebook Live can see pretty good little – they can see a portion. They can see you putting all the cards out. So, yep.
This is a full deck, though, right? Shuffle it from a
well,
full deck.
Well, there are 52 cards.
So you
pull
shuffle
out the jokers.
It. No jokers.
And then you shuffle, and then you lay down the 24.
We don't like jokers.
Right.
I really feel, Nicole, that your frustration and concern, worry, whatever you want to call it right now, is something that you need to shift your thinking away from scarcity or not having enough to thinking with faith and certainty that I will have as much, if not more, than I need. We have to go for abundance here because I feel that a lot of times what we project to the universe is mirrored back to us.
So it's like a manifest. So you've seen a positive change because that was her question.
Yes, and I think it's got to come from her initially.
Her making it happen.
Because we do have the power to create our own reality.
So don't bank on winning the lottery.
Well,
get out there and make things happen.
Yeah, I wouldn't bank on that. But I really feel that things are going to get better. I see a stronger financial picture coming for you. But it's like you have to believe it to create it, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
you have
absolutely makes sense.
And it's going to really cause you to have to reexamine your feelings concerning money. And a lot of us do. Mm. I have a terrible relationship with money. I do because I can't hold on to it. And it's not that I have to buy everything, but I can't stand when others around me don't have enough. And here, what if I have enough in my bank?
Mm-hmm.
I can't enjoy that. So a lot of times, yeah, I'm overextended or, you know. But I really think that what will happen is the higher power sees that as mm-hmm. the flow.
Right.
And then more comes to you. Not lottery, but
almost like you're being cleansed of what you had, and now you'll be blessed with something else.
She's typing in, you know, the delay thing. She has been trying to manifest it.
Okay, good.
So she's doing the right thing.
Just remember, don't project words like need, mm-hmm. want, worry.
Right.
You want to go with I know, I will, I'm certain. Because if you send out those other words, it just brings, it's like the universe says, well, you really like to need
right.
and worry. So how about here? Have some more.
Right.
Here. And it just keeps multiplying.
If you're going to constantly think negative, negative things will happen.
Right. Exactly. There's more opportunity coming for you, Nicole. And, you know, you have so many people around you that are in this same boat.
Oh,
you notice people in the supermarket, everybody looks like they're refugees, you know, using some kind of coupons to buy food, or because we're all in this together. But I'll tell you, the more that people rise up in their positive thinking and the more that they project manifesting, the more things will change. And I do believe that it will.
Right.
Well, I wonder what her angel card readings do.
Yes.
Reveal.
Boy, I can't wait.
What shall it be?
Angel card reading. Overcoming difficulties. Archangel Jeremiah. The worst is now behind you. You are surmounting any previous challenges.
Look at that.
Bum, bum, bum. Where's Lauren with the...
Yeah.
Whatever that dramatic thing is. I don't even know what it is. But that's perfect. When I saw it, I went, well, there you go.
Well, there you have it, Nicole. And I hope you'll, you know, ask for more readings. As time goes on, one reading builds on the previous.
Maybe call next time.
Oh, that would be nice.
We like to hear the voices, the good voices.
All right. What have we got next?
Well, we still have the lines are open. And if we're going to fill those lines, what would we be calling?
What would that number be?
The number would be 646-595-4274.
All right. We got some low-end activities, but we have email readings.
Awesome.
So, which are just good. Elena in New York. Ready, time, give up on love. Do you see any light at the end of it? She's like getting ready to give up on love. This is what I'm guessing.
Oh,
do you see any light at the end of my tunnel?
Places.
Oh, okay.
And is it a train? This is getting like kind of deep philosophical.
Is it a train? The light is coming like it's going to splatter her.
Oh, the light is not a good light. It's a bad light. Is it a good light or a bad light?
I think it's an attempt at humor.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously it is.
And, you know, laughter, you know, the Reader's Digest always said laughter is the best medicine.
It is.
Right.
In many cases, it really is.
It is. It
sometimes
is.
You need to laugh at your pain.
You do.
Or just things are so gloomy to you, just laugh and say, this can't be. This has got to stop.
Well, everybody, right now, think back, what should we say, 3 to 5 years from right now. Can you even remember the things that had you up walking the floors at night or chewing down your fingernails? I can't.
Well, see, the thing is that mine seem to just resurface every year.
Mm.
So they come back, but in different faces. So, yeah.
Well, and the first thing I think we should say is it's Elena, did you say?
Elena. New York.
We should never give up on love. Love is the strongest force, the most healing energy, the, you know, the end all to everything in
right.
the universe.
But I think her question, something like, is it a train? Yeah?
The light at the end of the tunnel.
No, is that
is
a train coming?
Is that, the light, or is that the front of a light on the front of a train getting ready to smoke you like a chicken?
Maybe it will hit her like she has given up completely. Maybe that's when it will just literally fall in her lap.
And I'll tell you, this is a lady that leaves a very strong impression on her previous partners. There is something so unforgettable about you, Elena, that they don't get over you. You know, they just don't.
She leaves a dent.
You have 1, 2, 3 that I'm seeing that are from the past, that would love so much to come forward and be able to restore. What's a good word, folks? To restart,
rekindle,
and fix.
Ask for forgiveness.
One is so grieving over you, and here's the funny part: they don't want to show it, but it's in them. And this would be a wonderful way for you to specifically say, call in. Or you can always make a session with me, but then we could go through the various people that you have been involved mm-hmm. with, and we could take a good look at where the heart really lies, and you'd be amazed. She really brings out the best in others, but they don't always do the best thing for her.
No.
So I do feel, though, that, yes, there is light at the end of the tunnel for you, and it is going to be a new beginning with love. Wonderful love. And one thing I got to mention is you have somebody very close to you, somebody that you occasionally see at like social gatherings or in that type of atmosphere, not so much more now, you know, with the corona. But there
corona.
Is somebody, and also this could carry over to, say, Facebook or Instagram. I mean, because these relationships are very important, too. What I'm wanting to say is this person is very much in love with you, but doesn't know how to approach it. But I think, Elena, you're going to find that this lady, she's magical. You know, you can make your quest for love come true, and I believe you will. I do. I believe a year from now you're going to look back and be amazed at how far you've come.
Mm-hmm.
In a relationship then, and very possibly engaged.
Oh, look at that.
So there you go.
Well, here is your angel card. Breathe. Archangel Raphael, take several deep breaths. Exhale slowly to awaken your energy and release old patterns.
Yay. Ugh.
All right, great. Well, let's, in the meantime,
looks like you got some.
We got a caller. We got a caller. Area code 512, which is in Texas. 512.
Hi there. What's your first name, please?
Hi, love doctor. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Well, I'm excited to talk to you. Love, doctor.
Yeah, we're here. That's us. And we're standing by waiting for your question.
Yes. So I have a question. This is concerning somebody from the past, someone that I knew for many years. We had his feelings got hurt, but he didn't tell me after he reacted, towards the end of his reaction. And I am trying to communicate with him because there's some things I need to get clear out. And I know he had a lot of interest in me because he told me, he said, for years. And I said, well, I wish you would have been more. Anyway.
Yeah.
The gentleman with the letter R.
Okay.
I hope you can tune in. He's older white. He's white Caucasian man. He's tall.
What was that? We're sorry.
Older, wiser.
Older, wiser.
I know. No, he's a little bit, a few more years older than me.
Yeah.
I've been leaving him voice messages every 2 weeks, one message. So that way he for him to calm down, clear the air slowly but slowly, So do you see us? Is he going to be able to communicate with me? Is he going to, has he calmed down to communicate?
Okay.
Communicate.
Well,
calm down to communicate.
We'll do our best for you. It helps if you call us earlier. We're going to be rounding out the show here in a couple minutes, but I will do this quickie reading and see what we can come up with. A lot of times, folks, remember when there's miscommunication, that's going to be a real barrier,
right,
to being able to be close or to, take a relationship to another level. Communication is so important, and people need to express how they feel. And it's often hard to get to the truth of even your own feelings, let alone get it from somebody else.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah, I do believe, Lisa, you are going to be hearing from this man, and I really think that this relationship is going to move forward.
Yay!
Thing is, not everything happens in a...
when we want.
Yeah, or in a quick period of time. Sometimes it takes longer, but I do believe this for you, and it would be good for you to also not worry and not be frustrated and stressed over this. Send out this energy like a laser beam right to him and smack him right between the eyeballs with it, saying, you know that you want to be with me and that you are the man for me and I am the woman for you. And send it out strong. And then watch and see what happens. So I hope that really helps, Lisa. Next time, please call again. We're down to our last 3 minutes, honey, so I'm going to have to go. Oh,
yeah,
you're
thank
so
you,
welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Call in again.
Yeah, please do.
Your angel card reading is, you know what to do, trust your inner knowledge, and act upon it without delay.
There it is. That's for Lisa. And that's good advice for a lot of us. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Very much so. Very much so.
Now, as we close, I want to wish everybody on the East Coast a very uneventful hurricane or crop. I can't say the name. I don't know how. Can you say it?
It doesn't matter. There's only one right now making landfall, so that's all that matters.
Let's all stay safe. Let's not be ridiculous.
Right.
With all this rainfall coming.
We're
and to all
pandemic
of you,
area,
all of you
so.
Who call us, remember, we don't script this show. We let you tell us what you want for the
right.
show. So I want to wish you all a very happy week. Let's all come on.
It's Monday, that's
let's
right.
Persevere. Let's
right.
get in there, folks. Persevere through the Rona, right?
Spanking news.
I want to thank Veronica and Jimbo Baggins.
Jimbo Baggins.
For being here. And to all of you, I love you all. Your questions and your listening really means a lot to me. So in the words of my grandmother, I leave you. My grandmother always said, to dream is to believe. Once you believe, all things are possible. So keep believing. All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you next Monday. Mwah!
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.